mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, low near 69. For Wednesday, chance of storms breezy at 91. Currently, it's 56.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. A 19-year-old has turned himself in to the Hutchinson Law Enforcement Center. That following a deadly shooting of a 24-year-old man on Saturday morning. 19-year-old Leo Lamont Wells turned himself into the Hutchinson Law Enforcement Center yesterday morning. Wells was arrested for murder in the second degree and is in the custody of the Reno County Sheriff's Office with a $350,000 bond. KSN-TV reports the murder investigation of 24-year-old Kenneth Thompson, who was found shot in the early morning hours Saturday, still is ongoing. Governor Sam Brownback yesterday signed a state budget for the next 2 years that will use a $1.2 billion income tax increase to fund government and schools, although he says it includes excessive spending. Brownback signed the $15.6 billion budget bill yesterday, but complained that it unnecessarily increased spending in several areas. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
If your paint job is looking less than new, bring back that showroom shine with Formula One Wash and Wax, Paste Wax, or Scratch Out on sale now for $2.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your vehicle looking new with Formula One Auto Care products, $2.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Be the host with the most and get the most savings at the Home Depot's Red, White, and Blue Savings Event with up to 40% off appliance special buys. Like the GE Stainless Steel Gas Range, a Home Depot exclusive, with convection oven, nonstick griddle, and extra large burners now for just $5.98. That's over $400 in savings. Shop our lowest prices of the season, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid 6/21 through 7/12.
A judge has fined Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach $1,000 for misleading the court about the contents of materials he was photographed taking into a November meeting with then-President-elect Donald Trump. The ruling last week by U.S. Magistrate Judge James O'Hara also requires Kobach to submit a deposition by the American Civil Liberties Union about that document, as well as a separate draft amendment to the National Voter Registration Act. The ruling stopped short of ordering the materials to be made public, as the ACLU had requested, but O'Hara says they would become a judicial record if attorneys file them as exhibits in a motion. Drones can now fly after dark at the Kansas State Polytechnic campus in Salina. The university says in a news release that the campus's Applied Aviation Research Center has received a Federal Aviation Administration waiver that will allow flights of unmanned aircraft systems at night. The release says the night flights will be used to train students. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Nebraska fireworks retailers are scrambling into Iowa after the state's ban ended last month, brushing aside concerns that the new policy could hurt sales for their existing shops along the border. Retailers say they're excited to expand into the new market after former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad signed a law last month to legalize bottle rockets, Roman candles, and other consumer fireworks. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln planning to level a matching pair of high-rise dormitories that have housed thousands of students since 1963. The Lincoln Journal Star reports that all 13 stories of Cather Hall and Pound Hall will be imploded and disappear from Lincoln's skyline as early as the end of this year. Both dorms have been used for overflow in recent years as the demand for student housing exceeded expectations. Mid-America Network News.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales event, get a Ford F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on the award-winning built Ford Top F-150. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday denied a request to add a half-cent countywide sales tax to the ballot to help fund operations at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville. The request had previously been taken under consideration, with commissioners requesting additional financial data. Several CMH board members and staff attended Monday. Lynn Feldhausen made a motion to approve taking the question to voters, but that failed for lack of a second. David Byer expressed frustration that results of a financial audit were shared with him, but he was not allowed a copy to take after a recent visit to the hospital. Bob Connell has expressed concern that adding a half-cent tax could limit the county's ability to add a sales tax if required for other operations. A state-mandated tax lid coming up will limit local governmental units' ability to raise the mill levy past the rate of inflation annually. Marshall County does not currently assess a countywide sales tax. Commissioners declared a local disaster emergency in response to damage reports from last Friday night's storm. Emergency management advised that at least 20 buildings were damaged or destroyed, with the Beatty community hit hardest. Electric power lines were down. Power was out until Saturday evening in Beatty. The National Weather Service afterward confirmed an F1 tornado some 100 yards wide had tracked just over 2.5 miles from west-northwest of Beatty south. Several budget requests were heard, including the County Sheriff's Department seeking a roughly 28% increase of $38,736. This increase in large part due to a previously approved new hire. No action was taken. Washington County Commissioners meeting Monday heard an update from Public Works indicating that they're clearing brush from beneath bridges. The Barnes Road has been filled with rock, and scrub sealing is planned on the blacktop 5 miles north of Washington. The county insurance carrier asked if adjusters could check county buildings for potential hail damage. The sheriff reported that several vehicles had some hail damage from the weekend storm. Commissioner Mueller shared particulars for a planned emergency drill August 12th. He requested emergency personnel meet at 11 a.m. that morning at Stone Southside Service in Washington, and that emergency management is seeking additional role players for the exercise August 12th. Gage County Board of Supervisors at their recent meeting heard an update from the sheriff regarding potential options for expansion of the county jail. He indicated that structural engineer had designed the 1975 detention center with additional capacity to add a second floor to the facility. It would be up to the board if the concept would make economic sense. Gage County has been challenged with a growing number of inmates, many being housed in nearby counties at additional cost. Voters rejected a proposal in recent years to construct a new facility. A zoning change request for a property in Lincoln Township west of Beatrice was denied. Ron Massett asked protection of his organic farm from a potential anhydrous facility planned in the area. That project remains on hold as an appeal has been filed after supervisors denied a special use permit which would have allowed construction. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, baked potato, a muffin, carrots, and a tropical fruit. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby bakers, wheat bread, Brussels sprouts, and applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll think soon upper-level disturbance. It does look like we'll see just a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we head throughout the rest of the day, continuing into tonight. It does look like, though, we do have another low-pressure system that will sweep across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some more showers and thunderstorms likely on and off all the way through the end of the week. Still going to see cool temperatures, but then warming up into the 80s and even lower 90s as we head into Wednesday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, we cannot rule out some rain showers, otherwise partly sunny, upper 70s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, a slight chance of rain showers, then clearing skies with a low near 56. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 83. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 69. For Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of storms, breezy, we'll see temperatures at 91. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late June, 87. Record high on this date, 106 in 1911. The average low, 66, and the record low is 50 in 1974. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 5:59. Cloudy, overcast, a sprinkle or two this morning. It's 53 degrees. Winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 26th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Do you have a case of the Mondays? Never fear, the Wagon Wheel is here to help with Mexican Mondays. Banish those Mondays with refreshing margaritas for 99 cents. Get your hands on a pile of tasty tacos, only $1.25 each, or dig into saucy enchiladas for $6. It's the way to tackle the week head on, so head to the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
Bunker shot for the win by Jordan Spieth. The Dodgers win streak hits double digits, and the Astros get another W. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. An historic win for Jordan Spieth, but that bunker shot for the win will be remembered for ages.
Splash out up onto the putting surface, rolling out towards the hole, and in the bottom. Oh, baby. He throws the sandwich. He holds out for birdie, and they're on their feet at the Travelers.
On SiriusXM, Spieth spoke to ESPN on that perfect greenside bunker shot on the first hole of a playoff with Daniel Berger that won the Travelers.
When I hit the bunker shot, it felt good coming out. It looked like it was on the right line, so I jumped up to kind of see it go right in line with the hole, hit the pin, and drop in.
Spieth joins Tiger Woods as the only PGA Tour players with 10 victories before their 24th birthday. Baseball, the Dodgers rallied for their 10th straight win, thanks in part to rookie Cody Bellinger.
Fly ball to right, the coup de grace, a two-run home run for Bellinger.
On KLAC, Bellinger smacked two homers in the Dodgers' 12-6 win over the Rockies. Another win for baseball's best team.
And that's drilled deep to left field, and you can kiss that one goodbye. A two-run home run for Evan Gattis.
On KBME, the Astros defeat the Mariners 8-2. Sunday night baseball, the Cardinals avoid a sweep.
Molina shoots it into right field, a base hit. Tommy Pham is coming around third. Here's Jaso's throw. Coming to the plate, too late.
On KMOX, St. Louis tops Pittsburgh 8-4. NASCAR, Kevin Harvick's 20-race winless streak is over, and the California native gets the win at Sonoma.
Being so close to home and having raced here so much, this was definitely the one that was on the top of the list, and today we were able to check that box.
Clint Bowyer was second, followed by Brad Keselowski, as Ford cars went 1-2-3, and Scott Dixon won the IndyCar race at Road America for his 41st career victory. And in Miami, Ichiro got the start at center field, becoming the oldest player to start at that position since 1900 at 43 years, 8 months. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Grab a bite or grab dinner tonight from the Hot Deli Case at Our Family Grocery in Marysville. Now featuring Chester's Fried Chicken. Try it, you'll like it. Serving lunch and dinner daily. The Hot Deli case is open, featuring Chester's Fried Chicken at Our Family Grocery in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A federal jury has ordered Syngenta to pay $217.7 million to Kansas farmers after a verdict was announced last week at a trial in Kansas City. The class action lawsuit brought because of the Viptera line of seed corn Syngenta began selling in 2011. At the time, they had yet received Chinese approval of the MIR-162 trait. Well, China began rejecting the U.S. grain shipments in 2013 because it detected that unapproved trait. Now, China would go on to approve it in 2014, but farmers contend the damage was done because of lower corn prices and lost sales. The plaintiffs contend that the China rejection led to grower losses of more than $5 billion. The trial featured four Kansas farmers representing more than 7,000 across the state. Syngenta issued a statement saying they were disappointed with the verdict because it will only serve to deny American farmers access to future technologies, even when approved in the U.S. The release said the case is without merit and Syngenta will be moving forward with an appeal. Class action lawsuits have been approved in several other states: Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Nebraska, Ohio, and South Dakota. Three of the bigger activist groups filed a suit against Sanderson Farms, a major poultry producing company. The Organic Consumer Association, Friends of the Earth, and Center for Food Integrity all allege that the company is guilty of false advertising. Sanderson Farms chicken marketed as 100% natural. The group say the chicken contains range of unnatural and even banned substances. The group points to a recent testing by USDA as proof of their accusations. More ag information at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. It's brought to you by Kloss Equipment and Mel Hamilton Ford. Well, Kansas Wheat Harvest 2017 continues to expand. Marty Gleason is K-State Extension Ag Agent in Edwards County, and he says the combines have been rolling in his county.
We've got harvest in full swing here in Edwards County. We're probably about 40% cut out, so it's going well thus far.
And in Edwards County, once again, the wide variability has been widely noted.
Had some fields that looked very poor. We had some fields that looked excellent, and that's kind of what we're seeing. The yields, I think overall, we're pleasantly surprised. The yields are a little higher than maybe even we had expected.
Gleason tells K-State's Agriculture Today yields have been widely variable also.
Our range from 12 bushels clear up to 90. So we've had, there's a large variation from high to low, but for the most part, average 45 to 55 bushel seems to be pretty common.
So wheat harvest ongoing in Edwards County, and Marcia Boswell of Kansas Wheat brings us an update from Stafford County.
Farmers near Radium in Stafford County are taking their combine passes in the fields slowly as they cut through dense, tough, and abundant straw. Yields in the area are expected to be higher than average, but some fields planted earlier last fall did see substantial freeze damage. Large mud holes can be seen in many fields, a sight that hasn't been seen to this extent in years, but something that will ultimately hurt final yields. Proteins in the area have averaged around 11%.
Hopefully we'll see some very positive harvest weather this week as harvest continues to expand across Kansas. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. If you've got land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit KansasKubotaDealers.com.
Do you look forward to replacing broken, worn-out parts in the middle of harvest, in the middle of the field, sometimes in the middle of the night? Why take that chance? Relieve stress and headaches by replacing your parts with Ag Parts from Abilene Machine. Abilene Machine is well-stocked with a full line of high-quality, recycled, remanufactured, and new ag replacement parts. Don't delay. Get ready for harvest so you keep on schedule. Call 1-800-255-0337 or visit AbileneMachine.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture. Well, we're in the waning days of Dairy Month. June is Dairy Month. There's actually a particular reason why June was declared a Dairy Month and promoted that way by the dairy industry. We will talk about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
June is Dairy Month, and we'll be talking about the dairy industry with Ryan Yunkman of Rice Dairy in Chicago coming up momentarily. But first, a dairy trivia question. How many varieties of cheese are made in Wisconsin? The answer coming up after we hear from Ryan Yunkman of Rice Dairy in Chicago, who says there's actually some economic rationale to June being promoted as Dairy Month.
Yeah, I mean, as we head into June, you're talking summer months, you're talking grilling season, ice cream season, demand really starts to perk up after coming out of flush months where we've, you know, put our highs in for milk production for the year. So it's a great time to see a lot of promotions going on to get this product moving out of the coolers and to the consumer.
You use the term flush months. What do you mean by that?
You know, it just means cows are coming into their peak. Today, with our ability to how we house the cows and the way we feed them, you don't actually see quite the extreme we used to see as far as milk production growing from, you know, the lows in the fall to where they are in the spring. But just means we're at our max of production when it comes to the cow itself.
One thing that's been fascinating to watch is the output per cow. It just keeps going higher and higher every month. How does that happen?
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a vicious cycle. You'd like to think we continue to add cows because the market's paying us to continue to add cows, but the reality of this is a lot of it has to do with us just becoming more efficient every year, finding better ways to feed the animals and increase output by doing that. Again, better facilities. With technology, we just continually are finding better ways to get more milk out of these animals without necessarily increasing costs. Another aspect of this is economies of scale. A lot of these smaller farms have now become big farms, and a lot of these big farms have become mega farms. And a lot of that has to do with just simply maxing out your facilities. On paper, it's going to show a higher return. And so we've seen a lot of that expansion happen over the last few years and still see it happening, having a lot of it little to do with world prices or what we're even getting paid here, which is part of what we're seeing now, where we've got a ton of milk in what has been a declining price market up until maybe what we see coming around the corner here.
Ryan Yunkman of Rice Dairy in Chicago. The trivia question I asked at the beginning of this program, how many varieties of cheese are made in Wisconsin? The answer is over 600. That's a lot of cheese. Back after this.
Norris Motor Company in Marysville is featuring 17% off select 17 models. The 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 model four-wheel drive pickups, double cab or crew cab, 17% off manufacturer's suggested retail price. The 2017 Chevy Equinox or Chevy Traverse, 17% off manufacturer's suggested retail price. 17% off select 17 models at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
No sale this week at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They're closed for the summer harvest, June 26th and July 3rd. They will have a sale on Monday, July 10th. To list consignments, call their fieldmen or Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. See early consignments online at beatrice77.net. No sale Mondays, June 26th and July 3rd, closed for the summer harvest. 729 from KNDY. 53 degrees. Highs near 80 on tap. Gradual warm up this week. Winds are light. We have a sprinkle or two in the air this morning.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Blue Jays closer Roberto Osuna struck out three in a scoreless ninth inning a day after saying he was dealing with anxiety issues. And Toronto avoided a sweep by beating the Kansas City Royals 8-2 yesterday. Jose Bautista homered and drove in a season-high four runs. And Francisco Liriano earned his 100th career victory. Osuna didn't pitch in a save situation Friday night, and the Blue Jays bullpen let a game get away. On Saturday, the 22-year-old reliever said he was out of sorts mentally and feeling anxious. According to a Twitter post by Landon Lucas, the former KU forward has received an invitation to play with the Boston Celtics Summer League team. Lucas was not selected in the 2017 NBA draft last Thursday. The 6'10 forward averaged 8 points and 8.3 rebounds per game his senior year at the University of Kansas. Mid-America Network Sports. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge.
Ready for championship golf? Great, because it's time for the Prairie Van Topeka Team Championship, part of the APT Tour, June 14th through June 16th. Watch 144 of the world's best male golfers compete in this team event on the number one course you can play in Kansas, Firekeeper, at Prairie Van Casino and Resort. And on June 13th, you and a partner can play in a pro-am with the APT Tour players. Don't miss it. For details, go to firekeepergolf.com.
Jordan Spieth holed out from 60 feet for a birdie from a greenside bunker on the first hole of a playoff with Daniel Berger to win the Travelers Championship on Sunday. The 23-year-old Spieth joined Tiger Woods as the only players in the modern era with 10 victories before the age of 24. Woods had 15 victories before he turned 24. Spieth led wire to wire at TPC River Highlands, holding a one-stroke edge after each of the first three rounds. He closed with an even par 70 to match Berger, who birdied three of the final six holes for a 67 at 12 under 268. Tim Tebow has been promoted to the New York Mets High Class A affiliate in St. Lucie, Florida. The 29-year-old Tebow led the University of Florida to two national championships, but baseball's not been easy for the 29-year-old outfielder. He's hit just .220 with three homers and 23 RBIs with Class A Columbia, numbers that usually don't lead to a promotion. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football single game ticket.